Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Eckhaus, Mr. Müller, Ms. Riebig, Ms. Hannah Hinz, members of the Central Committee of the Jews of Austria and Israel, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very honored to participate in this commemoration event here held at Yad Vashem today. On behalf of the Austrian Embassy and also on behalf of the Austrian Ambassador to Israel, Mr. Michael Rendi, I would like to thank you all for your efforts and commitments, and I wanted to, and in preparation of today's event, I was discussing with my ambassador what to tell you on this occasion. And we went through the long list of recent visits from Austria to Israel, and not long ago, the Austrian head of government, Austrian Chancellor Werner Faymann, visited Israel for the first time, and he also paid a visit to Yad Vashem. And I just want to read the entry he left in the guest book of Yad Vashem, because it sums up the important tasks we are facing when working and living here in Israel. He reiterated the Austrian commitment to never forget the atrocious crimes, the enduring pain and the suffering inflicted upon, and also the internal injustice committed against the 6 million Jews who fell victim to the Shoah. But he also reiterated the Austrian commitment to bear in mind that among the many who were pursued, abused, deported and killed were Austrians, but there were the perpetrators too. And finally, he also reiterated the Austrian commitment that for securing this never again to happen, we all have to step up our efforts in educating our young generation towards a better mutual understanding and tolerance. In a few days, the second group of Austrian teachers will arrive in Israel as part of their Holocaust education training, and Yad Vashem and the Institute for Holocaust Education, and here I'm very happy that Director Bad Kaplan is here with us today, they will arrive and they will get first-hand experience and knowledge, and they will learn about what happened in order to provide a deeper understanding and a better education for the young generations, because it's the young generation that has to grasp to grasp what happened and to get a feeling and an understanding. The Austrian Embassy is very grateful to all the efforts and the achievements of the Central Committee of the Jews of Austria in Israel. We are grateful for their tireless work, and we are also appreciating and we are lauding their achievements and their initiatives. I'm particularly happy to see so many of them among us here today, and I just would like to reiterate that we appreciate the support and we appreciate all the efforts also of, for example, the Society for the Commemoration of the Expelled and Murdered Austrian Jews, Lea Nischkor, created by Mr. Franz Müller and Magdalena Müller, and supported. And we appreciate and laud their tireless work, and we are happy to see that there are activities that foster understanding and that they're trying to build bridges between the generations, because it's only when we are able to make the younger generation understand what happens, that we can work towards a better future. I would once again thank you all for your presence here today. I'm truly honored. I'm very moved, and I also want to reiterate the Austrian Embassy's commitment and support for all those activities that lead to a better understanding. Thank you. Toda raba.